As far as keeping it exciting for the fans, Pattonsburg did that last week in their contest in the Grand River Conference against the King City Wildcats. Unfortunately for the Panther faithful, I guess fortunately for the Wildcat faithful, King City scored a little bit more than Pattonsburg High, scoring a fair King City 74 and Pattonsburg 58 was the final score. Here to talk about it with us and look forward to this week's game against the Stanbury Bulldogs, Pattonsburg head football coach Chase Roberts. How are you doing, Coach?
Oh, man, you know, like I told you off the air, it's a lot more fun to do this when you win than it is when you lose.
I hear you. It sounds like, you know, when you talk eight-man football, getting into that exciting back-and-forth game where you have a lot of strategy and just a lot of points going on the board, it certainly was that. But I'm sure disappointing that you just couldn't hold down King City a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, you come out first thing, and you're driving it, and then you throw a pick six and run it back 60 yards to the house, and then you come back and answer with 16 points, and it's 16-8. And you feel like it's early, but we felt like we could put the game away. We felt like we were dominating the game. And then they go off and score. I don't know what that math is, but it was then the next we look up in the third quarter and it's 16-42 them. And so you just kind of drink it out of the fire there for a little while. And then to bring it back within four at 56-52, and you think you got a chance, and then kick an onside kick and get a helmet-to-helmet call, and lose, we get the onside kick, but lose it due to the penalty, and then just never could quite recover from that, and ended up scoring one more time, and then scored twice. So, just a heartbreaking loss, and you know, you never like to lose, but you sure don't like to lose a game you could have won, and we felt like we let one go Friday, and you know, I take a lot of blame for that, and just not be ready the first half, and then coming out and fight hard in the second half, just too little too late.
That's a different feeling for the boys when they have these very high expectations that they've earned with their level of play and they don't quite get the job done on Friday night. That's a different feeling of disappointment for them to have to deal with.
Absolutely. And you know, you don't ever feel good about a loss. And we expect to win, and we want to have that kind of culture of expecting to win. But it is different. You know, you go from in the years past where you just hoping not to get hurt or not to get halftime to where now it's a heartbreaking loss. You put so much work and time into each week, and then, you know, again, to have a game well within your reach and let it go, I think it does speak to where we're at as a program. I'm improving, but it don't make you feel any better when you get beat. You want to finish those games, and it's just too precious, and wins are too far between to not get everyone you can, and so it is heartbreaking. But, you know, I do think that does speak to where we're at as a program of improving and expecting to win and not being satisfied with getting beat.
When you looked at the season as a whole, Coach, did you really target this kind of middle portion of the season as the one where you're really going to be tested when you hit North Andrew and King City and Stanbury and Worth County in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, you know, I don't like to look at – I hate stats. I hate personal stats because it's not like a team game. And I hate, you know – trying to pick wins and losses because you want to win every game, but you cannot deny the middle stretch here we have. You know, and if you look at state rankings at all, and again, I don't like those, but if it means anything to you, when you're playing 1, 2, and 3 in the state, it's tough. And then you throw King City in there, they're a very high-quality football team. It's a hard run, and so we're in the middle of it, and we're beat up right now. We're banged up pretty bad, and so we're going to have to find a way to compete this Friday with some of our best players on the sidelines. But I'm excited for that. We had that last week. We had a couple of guys go down late in the game and had our young man from North Harrison, a third-string quarterback, Stephen Wilhite, comes in and drives us down the last two series and scores once and gives us a chance to score again and stay in the game. Had a couple of freshmen step up at receiver and linebacker and some younger receivers as well. And so it is fun. You know, you hate to see kids get hurt, and you hate to be as beat up as we are, but it's exciting to see young guys get a chance to step up and compete against big time football teams, and so we are in the thick of it. But that's where you want to be. That's where you want to learn to compete. So I'm glad to be there, and I'm glad for our boys to get a chance to do that and step up against big time football teams.
It's been enjoyable for me to see how much the conference as a whole, and your team has had a lot to do with this year. How much the conference as a whole has improved. It felt like last year, and you know, credit to North Andrew and Stanbury, they had just dominant football teams, but it feels like the level of competition in all the games in the conference right now is really, really good and much better.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, there's no patty cake. You know, I mean, we go and beat St. Joe Christian in the first week. and they go last week to Stanbury and are winning 18-0 with 2 minutes left in the first half, and end up getting beat by a couple scores. But there's no game where you can say that's going to be a walkover win. And I think that, like you said, across the board, the conference feels that. Now there's going to be some halftime games here and there, but in general, every Friday is a battle, and I like that. It's a big game every Friday when you're playing a conference team.
For those that are not as familiar over east here, where there aren't as many eight-man teams, once you get east of I-35, Coach, is it a 50-point deal if you're down by 50 at the half? It's over.
Yeah, 45. Yeah,
45. 45, okay.
And the coaches can agree to either stop the game or play on. But most of the time, somebody's getting me by 45. They're ready to go home and get on the bus.
Gotcha. Stanbury Bulldogs this week, Coach. They have had a run here about 4 or 5 years, especially on the guys' side, basketball, football, just great athletes. Now, like anything, they're graduating a lot of those kids, but they're still awfully good this year. What are the challenges with them?
Tradition. They expect to win. When they walk on the field, they think they're going to win. And they have a great scheme. They're very simple, and they do what they do, and they're hard to stop. Like you said, so that's offensively. When they're going to run their 4, 5, 6 plays, and they do it really well. And they have different ways of blocking those plays and putting defenses in a bad spot. And when you play option football like they do, if one guy misses his man, they're gone. Which is a lot of 8-man. That's why it's so high scoring. You're just so much more space and 1-on-1s. But and then defensively, they've got some athletes that they can run with you, and they tackle well and they hit you. But again, more than anything, I think what they have is a mentality of greatness, and they've done it, like you said, for 5 straight years. And I don't think those kids know any different, and that's a great place for them to be. And it's a great place for us to get to be, to get to play a team like that that expects to win. We expect to win. I mean, our kids expect to win, and we think we can go and compete against anybody on Friday. And that's just the next guys up, the Stanbury Bulldogs. So we're excited to get to play another quality football team.
2 wins to start the season, Coach. You mentioned them already, St. Joseph Christian and then Bramer, and then North Andrew and King City a little bit short in those. So you try to get that elusive third win against Stanbury. It looks to me like your program is right at the point where you're clearly improved, but you're kind of looking for that breakthrough victory against one of the top two or three in the conference.
Absolutely. You want to beat somebody you're not supposed to beat. And, again, we don't want to think that way, and I don't want our kids thinking that way. We want to think that we should beat everybody. But, from the outside looking in, everybody said, okay, cool, win there, right now. Well, okay, you failed the 2 tests. And so we want to raise that wall most definitely with our guys, and that they can believe that we can play with anybody. I think that anybody that watched our game sees the potential we have. And you do hope, too, that we want to be peaking at the right time of year. And so I don't think we're near as good as we can be. And this will get another chance to improve, and every practice is precious. But I also look forward to October, and I would love to see where we're going to be. We'll get some more guys healthy and just keep improving. And I think we're going to have some exponential growth in our young men as we approach October. And I think this week is a huge chance for us to get to continue to step in the right direction and just compete again and get going back on the right track and get a winning mentality back in our kids' minds.
Yeah, Stanbury this week, trip to Norburn next week, and then a 3-game homestand for Pattonsburg. Worth County the 29th, that ought to be a dandy. Bramer on the 2nd of October, actually, that's JV. KC Christian East will be at Pattonsburg on the 6th, yeah. And then a trip to Albany on the 13th. So, like we said, you look at the schedule, and you know where the most challenging portion of the schedule is, and that's right now here in mid-September.
Absolutely, and you... again, we want to be the best, and to be the best, you got to beat the best, and here we are in the teeth of it. And so, we look forward to there's some games we think we have a better chance of really dominating in, but this week is going to be a dogfight, and we know that, and we like that. We want to be able to compete in these kind of games, and so you want to do it, you got to play them, and we're glad to get to do that again this week against Stanbury.
And before I let you go, Coach, I'm just looking at the district standings here, and big picture-wise, King City beating you head-to-head is going to make it awfully hard to get the 1 seed away from them, but it also does mean that there's a decent chance that you're going to see King City again at some point this season.
Absolutely, and we relish that and look forward to that, and I hope we're there. I hope we're playing in the district championship, and we think we can be, and I think that there's nothing like getting to play somebody that beats you once already in a year to get a chance to get another shot at them and just do what we thought we could have done and didn't get to finish. That's a good place to be in the football program of being able to see yourself improve throughout the year, and then go and play somebody else again and get a chance to knock them off after they thought they took one from you early in the year.
Head coach Chase Roberts of the Pattonsburg Panthers. Coach, best luck against Stanbury this week. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you, sir. Go Panthers.